Chapter 6, In the House on the Lake. While they tried to find a way out of Eric's torture chamber, the Persian told Raoul about Eric's history. He had a difficult life. "We have a very long history together," he explained. "We both worked in Persia many years ago. I was a policeman, and Eric worked for the Sultan. Eric was a very intelligent and talented architect. He designed magical buildings with secret passages for the Sultan to hide in when he feared for his life. The Sultan also commanded Eric to build torture chambers for him. He was fascinated by Eric's clever creativity. Eric was not only a creative architect, but he was a powerful and passionate singer. He still is," continued the Persian. "I really hated the work Eric did, but respected him for his intelligence and his wonderful singing ability. Eric has done some evil things in his life, but I have always felt sorry for him. People have laughed at him and rejected him all his life because he is so ugly. In the end, the Sultan in Persia tried to have him killed. He didn't want him working for anyone else. I helped him to escape, and he eventually found his way to France. In France, Eric designed this opera house. After years of designing secret passages and doors for the Sultan, it was very easy for him to build secret passages in this building, as well as a secret house on the lake. I always watched Eric very closely. I was very worried when Christine became involved with him." Raoul listened carefully to the Persian story. They were still trapped in the room of mirrors. Suddenly, they heard Eric's voice on the other side of the wall. "Decide," he shouted. "The wedding mass or the requiem mass. The choice is yours, Christine." Christine gave a cry of pain. Raoul looked desperate. He wanted to save her from the monster. Then they heard a gentle voice. "Please do not be afraid of me. I am not an evil man. I just need you to love me, Christine." There was no reply from her. In the distance, there was the sound of a bell. "Who dares to come near my house?" roared Eric. "I will be back, Christine." Raoul and the Persian heard Eric's footsteps leaving the room. "If we call out to Christine, maybe she can come and free us," Raoul said. "Christine! Christine!" he called out softly. Christine heard him. "Raoul, where are you?" she called back. "We're trapped in the room next to you. Can you let us out?" he asked. "I can't move. Eric has tied me up. He said he would kill everyone if I won't marry him. He said he would kill himself too. He's gone mad," she cried out. Raoul and the Persian knew they were in a dangerous situation. They desperately searched for a lever to open a trap door in the floor of the room. The Persian finally found it. The door opened, and they ran down into a cellar. "It's a wine cellar," said Raoul. "There are a lot of barrels in the cellar." "Yes, but I don't think there is wine in these barrels," said the Persian. He opened one of the barrels, and inside, there was gunpowder. "He's going to blow up the opera house if Christine doesn't marry him," he cried. They ran back to the torture chamber and cried out, "Christine, I'm still here." He came back and said the visitor was dead. I think he killed him," she told them in a frightened voice. "Christine, Eric is going to blow up the opera house if you don't marry him," Raoul warned her. Just then, Eric returned. "Who were you talking to?" he asked Christine. Then he looked at the wall of the torture chamber. He crossed the room and knocked on the wall. "So Raoul has arrived, has he?" he said with an evil laugh. Christine begged him, "Please let him go." "Then you must decide what you are going to do," he demanded. "There are two boxes on the table. One is in the shape of a grasshopper, and the other is in the shape of a scorpion. You must turn one of them. If you turn the scorpion, you agree to marry me. If you turn the grasshopper, then you refuse. You must decide now, Christine, he said. Then he walked out of the room. If she turns the grasshopper, the gunpowder in the cellar will explode, said the Persian. They could hear her crying in the next room. What should I do? What should I do? She cried out. Eric returned. Well, what will it be? He asked her. She turned the box with the scorpion on it. Beneath them, the Persian and Raoul heard water flowing. He's flooding the cellar, said the Persian. The water filled the cellar and then began coming up through the trap door. Soon, the chamber was full of water, and they were fighting for their lives. They both lost consciousness soon after. The Persian woke to find himself lying on a sofa. Eric was standing beside him. Christine was there too. You are all right now. Christine begged me to let you live. I did it for her, Eric told the Persian. He gave the Persian something to drink, and the Persian soon fell asleep. A few days passed. The Persian was sitting on a sofa in his apartment. He had read all the stories about the events at the opera house. Raoul's brother had been found dead near the underground lake. The newspapers also reported the disappearance of Raoul and Christine. Persian's servant came into the room, followed by a visitor. It was Eric. You are a murderer, the Persian accused Eric. Why did you kill Raoul's brother? Eric replied, I didn't kill him. He must have drowned in the lake. I came here to tell you that this is the last time you will see me. I am dying. The Persian was filled with sympathy for the sad, lonely man. I am ready to die now. She allowed me to kiss her before I rescued you and Raoul. Even my own mother never kissed me. When I kissed Christine, it was like all the angels in heaven were singing, Eric continued. Where are they now? Asked the Persian man. They are safe. I gave them a wedding ring and told them to be happy together, said Eric. The Persian could see the tears in Eric's eyes. Eric left, and the Phantom of the Opera disappeared forever.